from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we're going to have a quick look at the Fosway 9 grid on learning systems. Now, for those of you who don't know who Fosway are, they're an HR and L&D analyst. They're very big in Europe in particular, and they analyse the market, and in particular, the learning technology and HR tech markets. And they each year, they put out these, what they call grids. So they're a nine box grid. They have on the left, you have potential, and along the bottom, you have performance. And then you have this array of vendors that they look at and position on that grid. Now, the reason we're talking about it is the January 2020 version has just been published ahead of the Learning Technologies Conference. But it's what's happened within it that I think is worthy of note. And that is a shift in categories to better describe the learning technology market. So Nigel, what we're seeing here, and I think it makes perfect sense, and I think it's really interesting for all of us, anyone that's involved in learning and development, is this shift away from what Fosway called next generation learning environments and learning management systems, and also there was learning experience platforms, which have kind of bubbled up as a bit hot term.
What they put their finger on is the fact that LMSs are slightly boring, learning experience platforms are exciting, and therefore everyone is simply rebadging their product as a learning experience platform. So the term itself has become meaningless. And companies like Docebo, for example, last year they were a fantastic LMS that you can't ignore. This year, they're suddenly a learning experience platform, which is right at the cutting edge. So the product is virtually unchanged, but they've just rebadged. So Fosway are calling that out, and I think they're right to call it out. What about tell us what their choice of terms is and whether you think that the terms are valid and useful.
Well, they said LMS, next gen learning environment, and LXP are dead. Long live learning system suites and specialists. So I think it's more a case of what they represent rather than the terms. I think learning system suites is a bit of a mouthful.
But it is.
There needs to be, that's their term for those systems that are managing learning, that the all-in-one system. You want that system to do pretty much all of your learning, manage the learning and author it and share it and deliver whatever the training and learning experience is for the organization, all in one system. Then that is going to be your learning system suite.
Yeah, the one-stop shop, essentially. Yeah. The comprehensive package that you buy, as opposed to the specialist, which is a special, like Filtered is what they would define as specialist. Yeah. They focus on AI, tailor-made learning based on an AI engine. So therefore, Filtered aren't trying to do everything. They want to plug in to the one-stop shop and offer a better solution to one aspect. So I think that is actually a very helpful distinction, the idea of being a specialist. Because previously it was like seeing the specialists as failed systems, i.e. they're too small. Whereas what Fosway have done quite brilliantly is give them their place in the sun and take the comprehensive systems, regardless of whether they're more LXP-ish or more LMS-ish, their status as comprehensive one-stop solutions. So I think that's very helpful, and it certainly helped me think about them in a different way. And if that catches on, I think that would be very, very useful. But it was released yesterday. We're at day one or week one of the report. We'll see how it goes out.
Yeah, I think as you say, I think this calling out the fact that there are now many, many technologies that do one thing very well that can really help your organization in one aspect of what it does. That's really important. So if you look at the grid, there are loads of new players there. You know, you could call them disruptors, but they have, you know, a lot of the vendors on this grid are in the specialist category. They do one or two things very well. That's what you would get them for. And they would potentially sit alongside your LMS or your, you know, your
suite. Yeah, plug into it. Yeah, yeah. API into it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly right.
And I think that just reflects where the market is now and where it's heading. And also, I think it's a good that Fosway are trying to grapple with the fact that, you know, the LXP term is all things to all people, and it's not very useful.
It's become, it was useful. I think it's become less useful, and they've yeah. picked up on that.
Yeah.
But there are a number of other things that I found fascinating about the report, things that we know, but I'm glad to see that they've got some data behind it. The first one is the movement to the cloud, that the installed in your on your servers, in your premises, is falling off a cliff, basically.
Yeah.
And no wonder. I think that's very important. The second really interesting observation is that LND are now being browbeaten by the big HCM suites, i.e. the HR software with its little tag-on of learning. The companies are saying, we buy the whole thing, you fit into this. And I think that gives them big opportunities to the specialists to enhance the learning, because it's not very good. You take somewhere like Workday, learning is not their main focus. But are lots of organizations, because Workday is going forward so rapidly, are having to take that on. And then the last really interesting point, I think, is this problem of cultural distinction, saying that vendors can't just do Europe. They have to have people in place, and they have to modify for Germany or Italy or Poland. They can't assume that Europe is just one thing. That's very interesting. So we're getting more sophisticated, more nuanced, and more specialist big suites. They're adapting to the market realities. So in some ways, to me, Martin, I thought this was a kind of breakthrough report. It takes us and says, we're actually moving in a different direction now, and you should take account of that. I don't know whether you agree.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think it's, if you're in the market for buying technology, then really do have a look at this. And
it's free. Just yeah, download free. It. Go to Fosway, the Fosway site, download it. It's absolutely free. Even if you're not in the market, I think you need to understand the way the market is going. And this is a very simple, very clear exposition in 14 pages. Go for it. That would be my recommendation.
Excellent. Great conversation. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you, Martin, as always.
From scratch.